That story reminds me of a story from Abba Agathon. It seems that one day, the Abba decided to leave the desert and go to the city to sell some baskets that he had made and to buy a little bread. As he got closer to the city, he came across an old, poor, disabled man sitting at the crossroads. "For the love of God, Abba," the old man began to plead, "don't you too leave this poor wretch unaided. Do me the favor of carrying me into town." Abba Agathon picked up the man and carried him into town. The man said, "Do me the favor of letting me sit near you." And Abba Agathon sat him next to him and he set up his baskets to sell. When the Abba sold a basket, the poor man asked, "How much money did you make, Abba?" Agathon told him. "That's good enough," the old man said. "Won't you buy me a little meat pie, Abba? That would be good of you, since I have not eaten since last evening." "With pleasure," the Abba told him, immediately fulfilling his request. A little bit later, the Abba sold another basket, and the man asked for some fruit, and then something sweet. So, for each basket that was sold, the Abba spent the proceeds on the man until all of the baskets and money were gone, without the Abba having even kept 2 pennies for himself. Since he had sold his last basket, Abba Agathon got ready to leave the marketplace. "So you're going?" the man asked him. "Oh yes, I finished all of my work." "Oh, do me the favor of taking me as far as the crossroads, and you can leave for the desert from there," the strange old man pleaded. The good Agathon took the poor man on his back again and carried him to the place where he wanted to go, though with great difficulty, since he was tired and hungry from his long day. As soon as he reached the crossroads and started to put down his living burden, he heard a sweet voice saying to him, "May you be blessed, Agathon, by God, both on earth and in heaven." Abba Agathon raised up his eyes to see whom it was who had spoken with him. The poor old man had completely disappeared, since he was an angel sent by God to test Agathon's love. Remember, my friend? Was that poor wheelchair-bound man an angel of God sent to test her? Who knows? He certainly tested her patience. Maybe what he needed at that point wasn't really a push, but human contact. Maybe in his helplessness, he needed the chance to boss someone else around for a change. Did she help him? Maybe, maybe not. But who's to say she was not blessed by the encounter? As she struggled to help that man and learned again that helping people seldom means giving them what you think they need, who's to say that she did not draw closer to God? We don't necessarily have to carry people hither and yon and buy them snacks like Abba Agathon, or push them through New York City traffic like my friend. But we do have to respond in love to our siblings in the church and in the world if we seek to love God. It may not seem to get us anywhere. It may not be productive. It may be pretty frustrating, but it will draw us closer to them and to God. And how can we regret that? "The commandment we have from God is clear," John says. "Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also." It's hard sometimes, But once we take the first steps, which may be the 10,000th step as well, and find ourselves growing closer, the distinctions between strangers and friends fall away as the gaps between us and others, us and God, close. And it becomes easier. Take the walk. Bear the burden. Begin again. You'll see. To God alone be the glory. Amen.